We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Beis Sif Hei Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Mitzvah Kol Adam Shapi Sheish Lekam Misharsim. There's a mitzvah in every individual, even if he has many helpers. Yikom Akoyim Yase Gam Hu Ba'atzma Eze Davil Kavet Shabbos Kedei Lechabdoi. Somebody, everybody should do something themselves to show Kavet Shabbos. K'metzina B'Maroyim, like we find in Chazal about the Maroyim. Rav Chisda was the one that would cut the vegetables. Rav Yosef Hayvavakim Eitzim, they would chop the wood. Rav Zera Hayimalikas Eish, Rav Zera would light the fire. Rav Nachman Hayimasakin Asabayas, Rav Nachman would help clean the home. Umachnas Kelim Atzrichim L'Shabbos, he would bring in whatever was needed for Shabbos. Umafna Kliachol, and clear out whatever was not needed for Shabbos. Mahem Yuma kol adam, from them everybody should learn v'lo yomer, and not take the attitude efkam bekvaydi, it's not for my honor to have to do these things. Kizek kvaydi, that actually is the covet of Shabbos, the mechabed as a Shabbos. And therefore, I saw the Pesukim say that even guests who come to people's home should try to do something to help the covet Shabbos. And the Shari Tshuva says that somebody who works for Shabbos, helps prepare for Shabbos, it's a way that he wipes away all his averis. The Mishnah Berurah says when the Halacha teaches us that we should do something for Shabbos, it means we should do something Friday in the morning, and then again before Shabbos, try to do something to cover Shabbos. Sivav, Haminig B'chol Yisrael, the minig all over is lefes b'beteim lachem cover Shabbos, that people bake challahs, bake bread for Shabbos. Certainly, if it's a place where during the week they eat pas palto of the chavim, breads baked by non-Jews. Shiyesh lezor lechol b'yom Shabbos kodesh pas Yisrael, that on Shabbos we should eat bread baked by Jews. Alafil b'chol oichlam pas palto Yisrael, even if all week long we eat bread baked by Jews. Mekamak nolchvay Shabbos, for kavod Shabbos yofim b'beisam, they should bake at home. Kadesh shehiskayim isha mitzvah afrosh eschala, that the wife who's baking the challah should be able to do the mitzvah of taking off challah. Ki Adam Rishon nivra b'Erev Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos. V'hayo chalosoi shalolam. He was like the challah of the world, the first, what was holy of the world. V'isha b'chetoi ibadatoi. And when he did the aver of the Eitz Hadas, he lost that designation. Akein hits through Chava doing the aver of Eitz Hadas. And therefore, v'akein, the way that Aveira could be corrected is by baking challah and taking off challah. For Oisin, Shlosh Lachemim, we make three challahs, Gadol, a larger one, a Beinoni, a middle size, for Katan, a small one. A Beinoni, the middle size one, is Lasudas Laila, should be put away for the Friday night meal. Hagadol, the larger one, Lasudas Hayoim, for the day meal. For as we've learned and will learn, the mitzvah is to have a nicer meal by day than by night. The cotton and the smallest one should be l'sudas shlishis for sal sudas. Sif zayin. Yochem basar v'dogim. A person should prepare meat and fish, dogim yochem, good meat and good fish, umetamim, delicacies v'yayin, meshubach, and good wine, kefi chaltoi, according to his financial ability. The Mishnah Berurah says that we don't have to eat meat, we could eat meat. We could eat poultry. But if somebody enjoys meat more, and he could afford it, and it's okay with his diet, then it's probably better to eat meat. It's a mitzvah to eat fish at every meal of the Shabbos Sudas, if they're not detrimental to him. The halacha also is that you should have two cooked foods at every Shabbos Suda, that it should be noticeable that this is a better meal, a different meal. And therefore, the Kavach Haim says if you have two cooked foods at your meals during the week, on Shabbos you should have three cooked foods. This halacha does not apply to Shal Shudas. By Shal Shudas, we don't have to have these cooked foods, but L'chatchila, one should eat fish at Shal Shudas as well. Avil and Mazikin Lai, if the fish on earth are not good for him, he doesn't enjoy them. La yoichlim, he shouldn't eat them. Ki Shabbos la oinig nitim. The purpose of Shabbos for enjoyment, for la letzar, not to suffer. V'yashchus es savkin, that he should sharpen his knife. Shazer gam ki mikvoid Shabbos. And therefore, the Paiskim say that the point is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, is that if one's knife is dull, he won't be able to enjoy cutting with it. And then that's again, not having proper covered Shabbos. Also, a sharp knife, I saw, is a knife that doesn't cause so many crumbs. And having a lot of crumbs on the table is something that represents anias, poverty, which of course is not what we want to think about or have on Shabbos. V'sakna sabayis, one should prepare the home. V'tzir samitas, make the beds. V'yifras mapa al shochan, put a tablecloth on the table. Say prusa kol yom Shabbos, and it should be there all day. The Kashari Tshuva says that the tablecloth should be put on before Shabbos, but it should be put on Friday. And not just should the tablecloth be put on Friday, but the chalas and everything that you need for the table should already be on the table before Shabbos begins. V'yesh, medat can lifer shtei kap mapos. There's some that are careful to put on two tablecloths. The reason they put on two tablecloths is if they're going to have to take off the upper tablecloth, you'll have the bottom tablecloth there still, and we want that the table should be covered for the entire duration of Shabbos. But the Paiskim say that if people have plastic tablecloths over the regular tablecloth, that is equal to two tablecloths. Because even if you're going to take off the top plastic tablecloth and dispose it, you still have the other tablecloth on the table, and then you'll put on another tablecloth, another disposable tablecloth, and you'll have the two tablecloths. V'yismach b'biyah Shabbos, one should be most happy about the arrival of Shabbos. V'yachsh b'date, and he should consider it. If he was anticipating an important guest, how would he prepare his home? Certainly that should be his attitude when he's getting ready for Shabbos. In certain places they prepared a food that had an upper covering, an upper layer and a bottom layer, which should be a zeche for the man that we know that was came for Shabbos, and the way the man came down, it was also covered talamata duan under it with dalamala on top of it. Satmar Rebbe used to say that eating kugel is the peshtida because kugel has a crust on the top and a crust on the bottom. That's why he says one should eat it already. One should eat kugel not just Shabbos by day meal but also Friday night meal. Yesh litam be'erev Shabbos astav shilin shenas l'Shabbos, and one should eat the meal, taste all the foods that were made for Shabbos. The Paiskim say it means to taste. It doesn't mean to eat a whole portion. And the reason is to make sure that the food that we're going to have on Shabbos is tasty. If it's Erev Shabbos is a fast day that we have, this halacha doesn't apply. We're not allowed to taste food on Friday if it's a fast day. Erev Shabbos Chazoyin, where we don't eat meat during the 9 days, we shouldn't eat meat on Friday afternoon because we want to taste the Shabbos meal. But as we say in the Tzmiris, Taimer Chaim Zochalo, and the Magen Avram says that tasting the Shabbos food is a segula for Arichas Yomim, for long life. Sif Ches, Afila Anishab Yisrael, even the poorest person, Yizdaraz V'Yisamis Lanik Shabbos, he should do whatever he can to show this respect for Shabbos. V'Yitzamtzim B'chol HaShvua, he should hold back the whole week. Kadesh Diyadal Mas Kav Shabbos, in order they should have enough money for Shabbos. V'Melei Mas, and if he doesn't have money, Yilva Afila Mishkanis, he should borrow money, even if he has to give collateral, Tzorach HaShabbos. V'Zeh Amar Ben Hesenu Zuchran Levracha, regarding this Chazal taught us, B'nu Banai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my children, Levu Alai, borrow, V'ni Pereya. There is a machlokes apayskim. If somebody doesn't knows that he doesn't have the ability to pay back, should he still borrow? Some say he should still borrow. Others say he should not borrow under those circumstances. The Chavetz Chaim says that he should judge. If he needed something else, would he borrow money under those circumstances? Then he should borrow. If he's the kind of person that if he doesn't have the ability to pay back, he doesn't borrow, he shouldn't borrow here either. Everybody agrees that you only have a right to borrow to have the basic needs of Shabbos, not to be extravagant through borrowing money. And all the Pesukim agree that if somebody's borrowing, particularly if he does not really have the ability to pay back, he has to tell the person from whom he's borrowing of what his financial situation is. Everything that we are going to earn is predestined from Rosh Hashanah, except for the Tzor Shabbos V'Yontif. If we spend more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us more than we were supposed to have. However, if somebody is really in a bad situation, regarding that, Chazal teaches us, treat Shabbos like a weekday about its Tzarek Lebrius. And don't rely on other people. If at all possible, everybody, to do something, something moot, even something minimal, even just small, inexpensive fish, if you could get them for Shabbos. If somebody was sent food to be used or eaten on Shabbos, so he should do it. He should eat it on Shabbos. But if, of course, says the Kav Chaim, if you're going to put it away for Shabbos, it's going to get spoiled. Well, it's not a food that fits into your Shabbos menu, then you could use it for the weekdays. Siftes. Ein las is melach b'derek kva b'erev Shabbos. One should not do a regular job in Erev Shabbos with mechik tana l'malam. Some say it means mechik doila, which is even earlier. Some say that some stop working already from chatzos, and really depends on what everybody's situation is. Avodarech harai, not to do it in a permanent fashion mutter. L'tzarech Shabbos, if what you're doing is l'tzarech Shabbos, then also mutter, if you're allowed to do what you have to do. Last is big de chaver b'schar, and therefore to sew clothing for somebody else would be osur. Ach mishwani, but if the person is very poor, writes l'stak and he's working Friday afternoon, in order l'tzarech Shabbos, they should be able to have money l'kavet Shabbos, that mutter le'b'chol ha'yoyim, that is mutter to work just like in Chol HaMoed. And all the halachas of Chol HaMoed apply to Friday afternoon. That means a davar ovid, a tzarech rabim, a tzarech refuah, all of these things are permitted all on Friday, just like the permitted in Chol HaMoed. L'sapas yisra mutter kol ha'yoyim, a Jew may take a haircut all day Erev Shabbos, although api Kabbalah, there's a point not to take a haircut after Chatzos, even during the week. Afilu Masa Umin, even if you're going to professional barber, afilu Beschar, even if you're paying, Nesh Tesparis Nikeris, when you're taking a haircut Friday afternoon, it's obvious you're taking it, Shanasas Achsha B'Shvel Shabbos, that you're doing this L'Kovet Shabbos. Leish Lizgaz Chanuyas, we should be careful to close the stores, Shachs L'Fnei Shabbos, enough time before Shabbos. The Paiskim do differentiate about a store that sells food, that people are still coming to buy food that they should have a covered Shabbos, which may be kept open later, versus a store which is selling non-Shabbos items that should be closed earlier. And I saw that the Magen Avraham, the Ramah's father, had a textile store. And every Erev Shabbos, he would close the store by Chatzos. And the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, he's really not that special, this minute that he's keeping it, he's not so sincere. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, test him. And he appeared as a very wealthy man who came to the store to buy much material, and it took him a long time. And the Ramah's father told this supposed customer that you need to finish up because I'm closing the store by Chatzos. And he ignored him. And Chatzos came, and the Ramah's father told him, the store is closed. He says, so I'm walking out and not buying anything. He said, so be it. So they saw in Shemayim how careful the Ramah's father was with this halacha, was careful with covered Shabbos. And in the Shemayim, they gave him a bracha that he should have the great son, the Ramah, who he always followed, his Piskei Halacha. And that's what, and Ramah's name is Ramosha Isalis. The reason he was called Ramosha Isalis, his father's name was Isser, and his father was the one who was so meticulous in Kavod Shabbos. Sift Yud. Metei Shaz Manis Ulamala. From the ninth hour in the day, Mitzvah Lemnoyim Melkvay Suda. One should not set up a meal. I feel mash ragu b'chol, not even if you eat that much during the week. Suda shen ragu b'chol. But if it's a meal that you normally don't eat, I feel a sudas mitzvah, if it's a sudas mitzvah, but it's a sudas mitzvah, you could have done it on another day. For example, a siyum. A siyum did not have to be done on Friday. Also, lasas b'erev Shabbos kol yoyim. You shouldn't make that type of meal erev Shabbos. I feel b'boiker. Ach sudas mitzvah shizmanu kvu kol yoyim. But a sudas mitzvah that has to be today. For example, Purim on Friday, or Shalosh Shudas when Shabbos is erev Yontif, or Kigoy Milo Pinyan Aben Kedoyma, that have to be done today, Mutter. Even though you're allowed to make these meals on this Friday, Nochem Lagdima B'Boika, try to make it as early in the day as possible, L'Yerbaba, and don't eat too much that it'll prevent you from being able to enjoy your Shabbos meal. Mekoshken Shloy Lechel Achila Gasa, one should be most careful not to overeat at these meals, that they should be able to eat the Shabbos meal with the proper appetite.